Ariel Sanders graduated in the top 8% of her class at Lincoln High School in Dallas in 2011. She started at the University of Texas at Austin that fall. She quickly realized that her classmates had gone to better high schools.
I noticed that they received a higher education than me. And I'm like, oh goodness, I bet you if I would have gone to their school, I would probably do very well.
She studied hard. Her mother had tried college but dropped out to have a baby, and Ariel Sanders hoped for a different path. But by Christmas, her confidence had crumbled.
I got D's. I had to drop a class.
Her high school mentors encouraged her to keep going. But when she called her mom for advice, she suggested a community college closer to home. Sanders stayed at UT another two semesters.
I had to go because my scholarships were taken away. I hated leaving. I was so upset with myself for leaving, but I feel it was a blessing in disguise because I'm so much more stress-free.
Sanders is now knocking out nursing courses at Mountain View and Cedar Valley Community Colleges. She'll graduate in a couple of years with her associate's degree and hopes to return to UT for her bachelor's. Her high school friend Janice Madison also graduated near the top of the class at Lincoln. Before she enrolled at the University of Texas at Arlington, people warned her that her high school did not prepare her for college.
I saw that I was not up to par.
She got a 2.5 GPA her first semester, but she did not call home with her doubts. No one in her family had experience navigating college. Instead, she found the Baptist Student Ministry and got a job on campus.
My parents seem to think I have it all together, and so they just leave it up to me to decide whether to stay in school or not.
Against the odds, the 21-year-old is on track to graduate in 2016 from UT Arlington with a degree in finance. Colleges in Texas now see lots of students like these, bright but poor kids who do well in high school and then flounder in college.
That's a pretty radical shift with who is actually on the campus.
Jean Keller is a vice president at the University of North Texas. She's part of many efforts on campus to keep low-income students from dropping out. The programs help students make friends, sort their finances, and even get physical and mental health care.
I so often wish I could just give somebody the magic bullet and say, well, if you do these two things, everybody's going to succeed.
UT Austin has created many programs to help low-income students. Some students who pass summer classes or get involved as leaders in campus groups get spending money.
Each of these kids is a human being who has a right to be successful.
David Lottie is a chemistry professor and vice provost at UT. He has worked with kids who were skipping meals to save money, kids from academically unacceptable high schools, kids who doubt every day that they can do it.
It is more work, but that's the job of the university. We are basically serving our clients, and our clients are paying us for the opportunity to graduate.
Josefina Sierra, a junior at Texas Women's University and another low-income student, faced many financial, academic, and social woes at college. Her parents have elementary school educations, so she leaned heavily on campus organizations for help.
So that definitely gave me a family away from home, and that just started off to feeling more comfortable and getting more involved and making really great connections at TDVU.
Despite early stumbles, she's now on track to graduate too. She's studying for the GRE in her spare time, thinking about a PhD in psychology. No matter how they get there or who helps along the way, Josefina Sierra, Ariel Sanders, and Janice Madison will soon hold a powerful key to economic success in America, a 4-year college degree. For KERA News, I'm Diana Douglas.